Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, I've been really kind of following Chenin Blanc a lot more in the last 2 years or so, and you've picked up the thread here. And one of the things that I find so fascinating about this grape is that it can be produced successfully in so many different styles.
Oh, for sure, Hugh. I mean, Chenin Blanc comes in a wide variety of styles. And the first one I want to talk about is from South Africa, Remhoogt Chenin Blanc. We know Chenin Blanc is grown extensively there. 2025, $14 for this. This is as about as dry as a wine can get. it's a full-bodied white with a good amount of fruit, but absolutely no residual sugar. The aroma features papaya, which is always kind of funky, lime, zest, and minerals. Now, that's a pretty sophisticated nose. Not terribly pretty, but it's sophisticated. The first thing I noticed about the wine was its texture, which is smooth and slick. The initial flavor is tart lemon with bitter notes of gooseberry. And in the finish, there was a streak of minerality that kicks in. Now, as tart as the flavors are, they are offset by a softness and a roundness to the wine, which I think made it pretty attractive. And what I could imagine it with would be like an endive and lump crab salad.
Wow.
Might be nice. Dry as can be, Remhoogt, we've had them before, Chenin Blanc, $14. There's let's step up in class. There's a style that is just kind of ordinarily dry, but with good fruit. And, of course, we have Matanzas Creek making some. One of the best white wine producers in California. This is the Matanzas Creek Chenin Blanc from California Appellation, 2023. $20 for this. It starts with an aroma of ripe honeydew melons, sweet lemons, and fresh floral notes. Now, this is a slightly off-dry wine with great acidity to balance the fruit. The leading fruit is pink grapefruit with strong mineral notes. And floating over it all is kind of a lemon toffee flavor, which is kind of interesting. If you can imagine, you know, what that would be like, you've got it. Because of the acidity, this is a very food-friendly wine, I would say. It's also quite unique. Doesn't taste a lot like Chardonnay, so come on, bring it on. And it's just a clean, fruity, really, really tasty wine. Perfect for a Saturday night dinner. Matanzas Creek Chenin Blanc. Give it a try. Now, I want to talk about something that has just been near and dear to my heart for many years. This is Domaine Pichot Vouvray. 2024, $24. It's a steal. This is and has for a long time been one of my favorite wines in the whole world. I honestly think Chenin Blanc doesn't get much better than this. The wine has a rich medium gold color. The aroma is classic with gooseberry, ripe honeydew melon, and lemon zest. The palate is just wonderful. Yeah, it's off dry, slightly sweet, but the beautiful sweetness is perfectly balanced by a bracing acidity. The flavors are anything but shy. The earthy sweetness of honey, the tang of pink grapefruit, the tang of ginger, the texture is smooth and compact. Hugh, this is as nice a wine as I've ever had from Pichot. They're at the top of their form. If you've never tried Vouvray before, this is the best time to do it. What a wonderful bottle. My wine of the week, Domaine Pichot Vouvray. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.